what it was like to get your music out there in the 60s and the 70s. I actually have some of these records that are like private press records. Mm. You pretty much, if you didn't get a label or if you didn't get somebody to distribute your music, you were doing it yourself. And this is incredible because this is worldwide. Anybody can access your music. So then, do you have a desire or a plan to expand your listenership? Like, what's your plan to get your music to be listened to by others?
Yeah, it's a growing inquiry in this world. I mean, having an online presence is helpful. So I have an active Instagram, Kimberly Kai Earth and Sky.
Kai is spelled K-A-I, by the way, everyone. And Kimberly has one E.
Right, exactly.
L-E. No, it's a
just L-Y.
L-Y. And, L-Y. Right. K-A-I.
Yeah, and, Kimberly Kai. And the Earth and Sky really is, I'm adding that to my name because I really feel like it's a collaboration. So certainly I'm working with other gifted musicians, but also just with the earth and the sky. That's the inspiration is coming from this living planet. I feel like so much of the impulse of behind a lot of the songs is in the spirit of opening our hearts up to this web of life that we're a part of. So yeah, I'll be stepping into that, and I'm going to be playing out more. That's something. This actually is initiating that. I'm so grateful to be invited on the airwaves in this way, because I'm kind of new in terms of showing up at open mics and whatnot. And then, you know, I do host a monthly open to the public song circle around the fire in my home in Sebastopol. Mm. As I mentioned before, just growth as a musician really came in the context of circles where everybody is given an opportunity to share. So I want to keep that alive. So that's a monthly phenomenon. And if you go to my website, KimberlyKai.com, under events, I post the when and the where of that. So that's an opportunity. I always play and share a few songs. But we also do circle songs where there's different parts, kind of like row, row, row your boat, where there's rounds, but these different parts have harmonies and whatnot. So I'm kind of trying to accumulate songs that can be shared in community like that as well.
Such a powerful thing to be throwing regular music gatherings. This festival that I was at last week, one of the aspects of that crew of people is quite profound, that they've been doing a song gathering, music gathering, every month for the past 22 years. It was astounding to me to think that.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
And they get people showing up. And I haven't been to one yet, but I just love that is accessible. That's another way for you and anyone to get your muse on.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful feeling to sing with people, and I think there is a resurgence, it seems like, of these circles. Mm-hmm. It's feeling like there used to be, it was a new thing to have a yoga studio in town, and now I think it's like the new thing is like, where's the singing, the regular singing event that's happening? Because I do think that there's more and more sprouting up in Sonoma County. So for any listeners out there who want to join live, if you're local and you want to, or around the world too, I think there is this resurgence of singing together. There's a coherence that is of the field, so to speak, of like when you join voices, that I think is very soothing for us as humans, to our souls.
Oh yeah, you feel it in your body when you're lucky enough to get in a harmony. Yeah, there's a resonance that, and it feels good.
It feels good.
I can feel it right now. You know where it goes. You know, right around my my breast area, breastplate, right in the center of my chest, and to feel that warmth go through. It's really a very deeply profound thing, and I think it has of course a world of healing possibilities there.
Absolutely. On
so many levels.
And there's that reclamation that we're just like the quote, if you have two legs and you can dance, and if you have a voice, if you can speak, if you have a voice, you can sing. Just not making it something that the select talented few get to do, but that this is a birthright that as humans we have, and cultures all over the world, I feel like, have known that. And so it's almost a reclamation of like, oh yeah, this is what we can do as humans coming together in a good way.
Nice. And speaking of which, would you like to play another for us?
Sure. I'm ready for Soaring, which was the song I kind of briefly talked to that the birds inspired. And it's actually the song that bookends my album. I liked it so much that I did two versions of it with two different producers. And this is now just me and the guitar with the song Soaring. Soaring on the wings of my destiny, I don't really know where I'll go. Each breath brings me where I need to be. It's there in my highs and lows. My breath is there in my highs and lows. I'm soaring on the winds of my destiny. There'll always be a song in my heart. Come sing with me if it pleases you. Together we'll make our lives live in art. Together we'll make our lives live in art. I'm soaring, I'm soaring, I'm soaring. Lay, 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 lay. Lay, 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 lay. I'm soaring on the winds of my destiny, lifted by a love unseen, carried by currents beyond my command, with the courage to trust my dreams, with the courage to trust my dreams. I'm soaring on the wings of my destiny. Each choice is a chance to be true. I'm basking in the sun with the wind at my back. Great Mother, may my life serve you. Father Sky, may my life serve you. I'm soaring. I'm soaring. I'm soaring, lay, 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 lay.
Kimberly Kai live in the Vinyl Cave and her song Soaring, which is also on her album Currents of Grace that she released earlier this year on Earth Day. And beautiful, just a beautiful song. Thank you very much. Really, really speaks to me. Thank you. And I'm with you with the birds. And we were talking throughout the week, so we've been plotting our descent on the ears of the world, and one thing that came up was the phrase "music as medicine," and I think of that as a medicine song. Mm. And some of the I brought some music along tonight too that speaks to me. There's certain songs that that speak to me as medicine songs. And what does it mean to you, the phrase medicine songs?
That's a great question. Well, when I think of taking medicine, it's to get well, to feel well, to feel healthy.
Yeah.
And I would say songs that make me feel better after listening to them. I'm like, there was medicine in that song, or a song that has a chorus that sometimes I'll like wake up in the middle of the night, you know, to use the bathroom, whatever, and there'll be like a line from a song that just has stuck, and there's a reason why, I feel like, and then I'll be like, okay, what's the medicine in that lyric for me, that my subconscious is like holding on to that. But yeah, I think when there's uplifting choruses that can just come to me in moments of like, you know, maybe if I'm feeling a little bit out of sorts, like what are those songs that I'll just put on to be like, okay, this might help me. That's going to be a medicine song.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's different for different people for sure. Yeah. There's certain songs that speak to me definitely as medicine songs. And when I think of medicine songs previously, I would think of medicine songs as being very earthy songs that may or may not have been originated by by a Chthonian or an earth cult, a tribal gift of music. But these days I think of medicine songs as being just something that moves me particularly towards healing. And like you said, medicine is something that we take to make us well, and they're particularly there are particular songs that do that for me.
Yeah.
And I'd say Soaring is one of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm so really happy. Yeah. That's really wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it puts me in the zone that I want to be in to be well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 When you did the arrangement of the song for your album, did you feel like, I'm wondering if you felt like there are certain songs that you wanted to leave stripped down versus ones that you wanted to build up, put layers on, and how Soaring came out in your creative process specifically about the album.
Okay, sure. Well, so how it was working at that point, because a lot of my songs I would bring to my teacher with my rattle, mm-hmm. and my voice. Mm-hmm. It was, and this would be one of them, actually. So this is now that I'm more familiar with the guitar, I'm actually composing songs with the guitar. But it became something, and Scott Elliott Ferreter was so patient and so great at being able to just hear a song and then help me put chords to it. And that was a collaborative process because I was just singing, I wasn't necessarily going by the rule books of like staying in the key or necessarily, but so there would be some choice points of like where we could go with that. So then he would basically lay like find chords that supported the voice. And so that was the beginning of the first song that you hear on the album. It is very guitar based. And it's in a waltz time. It's in one of my, well, it's what maybe a like a six time, or you could either look at it as a three or six. So that was kind of unique and different. And let's see. So then once we'd get the guitar, then the bass would come and we would just layer it down like that. But then why I decided to do a second version is, and this is actually, here we are in Sonoma. This is where the station is, in the town of Sonoma. And so there's a wonderful musician by the name of Ari Moshe Wolf, and he is a pianist. And so he actually overheard a song when I was washing dishes and singing a song. And then he also brought in his guitar at that moment and started to strum along. And so that's how I met, this was in at a retreat. And then so I sent him a copy of a song, and he played the piano to it. And it was just so beautiful. I mean, every instrument just has its own quality. And when I heard the piano, I was like, well, I want to give this an opportunity to really play itself out. And and then when I listened to his album on Spotify, I noticed that there was this phenomenon of a reprise, which was kind of like doing kind of coming back, circling back to a song in a different way. And so I was like, oh, well, that's how I can have my cake and eat it too, my both and universe. Let's go ahead and do a second version. And so that's how the two versions were born.
Yeah, great. The reprise is a really interesting phenomenon to explore. You know, how something that resonates for you that you want to come back to. I think of... I always thought there's a George Harrison song that's always been a favorite. Well, the album All Things Must Pass is definitely a desert island pick of mine. I've played it on this show many times with very, very different tracks. But there's a song on there that's called Isn't It a Pity? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain? Hmm. Getting to give back, isn't it a pity? And he comes back, and later on the album, he does a reprise of that. Sometimes it can be because of wanting to present it in a different way musically. Might be exactly the same. Might be just the chorus, or it might be something else. But on his, and the ones that have touched me the most are the ones that give me a little insight into the creative process and show me that the artist maybe wanted to present it in a different tempo, a different arrangement, but the song remains the same.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I'm glad that you did that on your album. And I kind of want to hear that.
Great. The reprise version or the?
Yeah. I'm just feeling it.
Okay, good. Let's go for it. Yeah.
Great. And I'm going to leave the world on the edge of their seats for just a moment, because we need to do a station identification. This is the Vinyl Cave, and we've got Kimberly Kai in the house, and we're listening and listening to tunes of hers from Currents of Grace, her album, and some live stuff as well. And thanks, y'all, for being here. Stay tuned.
You are listening to The Vinyl Cave with your host, DJ Dragonfly.
Did you know that about 15% of the material collected in our blue recycling carts is not recyclable?
Is that a big deal?
Yes, it is a big deal. This material has to be removed and then shipped to the landfill, which increases costs and consumes more energy, which creates more greenhouse gas pollution. And you know what that means? More climate change.
but I'm not sure what is recyclable.
Shouldn't I put it all into the blue car anyway?
Hoping something is recyclable and then placing this item into your blue cart is called wishcycling.
The major culprits with wishcycling in Sonoma include plastic shopping bags, styrofoam, garden hoses, clothing, non-recyclable plastics marked with a number 3, a number 4, a number 6, and number 7. All of these materials need to be placed in your black or grey trash cart.
I want to learn more about proper recycling and sorting.
To learn more on how to properly sort and recycle, go to www.sonomacity.org/sustainability.
Please sort it, Sonoma!
And now back to DJ Dragonfly and the Vinyl Cave.
Thank you so much, Jeff Gilbert, for that lovely melody. Hey, here we are back with Kimberly Kai. We're talking about the last time that you were on the radio.
It was decades ago, far across the ocean in England. After I read a poem at an open mic. So this was before I was playing music, but I did have the opportunity to read some poetry in England. Yeah, I was the American guest.
What were you doing in England?
I was a student. So the university I attended had an exchange program, so they made it easy for you to go abroad. And so I was a student at Oxford College. Oxford University, yeah, and that was quite a thing to live in the hubbub of what was a pretty it was a more urban environment than I had been used to. So that was lovely though, because there were open mics and pubs that I could just go to as a student.
Your junior year in college.
Yeah, that was my junior year in college. So that would have been in the late 90s, which kind of dates me. But
love it. Wow, that's great. And you have it on a cassette somewhere and you haven't listened to it since then.
Since then, yes. So this interview, right. That other one.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to get back into song here. We're going to hear the reprise from Kai's song, Soaring. And it's off of her album, Currents of Grace. And if you happen to have a pair of headphones, like I'm lucky enough to have, try it out with the headphones. And here it is. Stand by. Hey, that's okay. That's okay. We make mistakes in the Vinyl Cave all the time.
This is the title track to the album.
That's Currents of Grace. We're just giving you a little sneak peek. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kai. And here we go. Here is Soaring. And thank you, Kimberly Kai, for that. I will go back to there. And I think I got it right this time. Stand by.
Soaring on the winds of my destiny, I don't really know where I'll go. Each breath brings me where I need to be. It's there in my highs and lows. My breath is there in my highs and lows. I'm soaring on the winds of my destiny. There'll always be a song in my heart. Come sing with me if it pleases you. Together we'll make our lives living art. Together we'll make our lives living art. I'm soaring. I'm soaring. Thank you. I'm soaring on the winds of my destiny, lifted by a love unseen, carried by currents beyond my command, with the courage to trust my dreams, with the courage to trust my dreams. I'm soaring on the wind of my destiny. Each choice is a chance to be true. I'm basking in the sun with the wind at my back. Great Mother, may my life serve you. Holy Father, may my life serve you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So stoked to go with my instinct on that one. That's the one. Love that. Love that. Now, of course, I'm going to have to hear the other one too, but it was just what I needed to hear at that moment.
Beautiful.
Pardon the squeak for a moment here because I centered the microphone. Yes. That's called Soaring, and that's the reprise of that song off of Kimberly Kai's album, Currents of Grace. And as I was listening to it, I had visions or resonance with Cat Stevens. I was thinking of Cat Stevens there, and I was thinking of the piano, but you pointed out that you feel that your friend Moshe's, Ari's voice reminds you of Cat Stevens.
It does.
Cool. Yeah. So we were coming at it from different... And Cat Stevens is one of your fave raves from...
when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you've never seen Harold and Maude?
I need to see that, it sounds like.
Oh, boy.
I'm a little behind on some movies. Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of that one. That's a classic. Yeah.
You have heard of it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Cat Stevens did the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So there's a song on there, and there's a song in that movie that your arrangement kind of gives me gets me vibey on that. And
I was looking up Simon and Garfunkel on the way here because you had asked me the question, what were some of the bands that I listened to growing up? And that was one of the first ones I listened to. I named, and I saw Mrs. Robinson was one of the first tracks. And of course that was for a movie.
That was for a movie. Yeah. The Graduate.
Right.
Yeah. That's a classic as well. What a great movie. I'm going to tell you one word.
Plastics, right?
Nice.
That one I did see. That.
Nailed it.
Although we don't love plastics now that we realize. Just, I don't think they knew back then.
Oh, it's part of the fun. Yeah. It's just part of the fun. Yeah, yeah. Love that line. Love that line. Love the movie. Love Dustin Hoffman. I was just talking with a patient today, it was yesterday. I had a patient yesterday we were talking about, he's not afraid to die. He was talking about this, he was on that part of his life where he's not afraid of death, etc. He's not dying, but anyways, you know, complicated stories. You know, here we are living at the speed of life. And I was reminded of Dustin Hoffman in Little Big Man. Did you ever see Little Big Man?
No, not that one yet.
Yeah, yeah, Little Big Man. Chief Dan George. It's an amazing movie, and it involves Dustin Hoffman having, going through literally, like, I believe it's, I've counted once, I think it's like 17 different phases of his life, from a child, boy child, all the way to being the last survivor of the Little, of Little Bighorn. He's like 112 or something like this. And so anyways, somewhere in the middle of that, he ends up, this Jewish kid that's rode the prairie schooners with his family across the Midwest and in a covered wagon, and something happens along the way, and he gets adopted by this band of Indians in somewhere in the Midwest, and the Chief Dan George adopts him. And anyways, there's a scene where Chief Dan George decides he's going to die, and he goes up to the mountaintop and brings his grandson, who's Dustin Hoffman, brings Little Big Man along with him, so they can, so he can be with him when he dies. Mm. This is this beautiful hilltop with the Grand Teton Mountains in the distance, and this overhead broils, a big storm is coming, and he lays down, he's in his funeral robe, and says a little prayer, and then says goodbye, and as an afterthought, he says, and make sure that my grandson here doesn't go crazy, this kind of thing. And so he lays down to die, and then the rain stops, and plip 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 plop, and then he says to his grandson, "Am I dead yet?"
Oh no!
No, grandfather. And he sits up. He goes, "Well, sometimes the magic works and sometimes it don't."
Whoa. That's a memorable scene.
It was a great scene. It's a great movie. Yeah. So there we go. We went from Dustin Hoffman back from Cat Stevens, etc. Mm-hmm. And back here. Oh, I love that you you also are some of the music you listened to when you were growing up was the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, a little punk in there.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. You have a particular album that you listen to all the time and wore the grooves out on?
That's a good question. I did love how the lyrics were printed out, because I was particularly interested in the politics of it too. He was
Jello
Biafra. Mm-hmm.
Jello's politics were they were kind of ahead of its time, you know, for that kind of vibe. I don't know. He goes way back, you know. I want to say early 80s, right? Jello Biafra? Maybe even late 70s.
Late 70s, I think.
Late 70s.
Yeah. No, he was one of the OGs.
OGs, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm kind of blanking a little bit because I it's been so long that I've listened to any. Like, I don't know if I could name the album. But
oh, that's okay. Yeah. But I'm going to throw down, you were mentioning Simon and Garfunkel, so I'm going to. I managed to bring one along with me.
Oh, great.
So,
I'd love to hear what you got going there.
What have I got going here? I always got something going on. You're going to pick the song.
The song. Okay, well, let me know. I do love The Boxer. That's going to be...
Well, that's what... Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
I'm just like shoot from the hip there, Kimberly Kai. You got it.
And you got it.
We've got this right here. So... This song, I heard recently a version of this song being done by the the band from England, and Sons. What was it? Blank and Sons. Help me out here. They're from England. They got a sound similar to the band. Muswell and Sons, what's it called? Come on.
We'll have to look it up.
The listeners will think, come on, dude, you mean da-da-da. Mumford and Sons.
Oh,
Mumford and Sons and with some other
harmonies.
Folks.
Yeah.
And they have Paul Simon on
a
their
cover.
Version. It's pretty
good.
Cool.
Love look, it. I'll have look to check that, one that out. Yeah.
And in the meantime, here's the OG, The Boxer, here in the Vinyl Cave.
I am just just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie. La 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 la
journeying with Simon and Garfunkel. Well, friends, if you've never heard that song with the headphones on, do yourself a favor and go get yourself a pair and do that.
That is so funny that you mentioned that, because that was exactly what I was going to say. Is I'm here with headphones at the studio and I listen to that song and it really makes a difference.
It's a journey. It's a three-dimensional journey. I never quite noticed that. It's like a different type of trumpet. It's like a piccolo trumpet or something that does that little solo in the middle of it. And then what is it that they're banging on? Is it a drum or is it like some, feels like it's like some kind of like piece of jagged steel or something that somehow they managed to resonate on the, just like to have been a fly on the wall in that studio.
Wow. Yeah. It's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece. Yeah. And bringing the orchestral part in there. And a crazy, like almost like a jazz harp or whatever it is. It's like a, what are those, paper and comb? Or maybe it's like a, maybe that was a legit instrument, like sort of like a, I don't know what it was.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It was like, I don't even know what that was. Wow. Crazy. And a monster of a song. And
I think the la la la, la 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 la. I know, just that, you know, I talked about how I would sing in the car and stuff, I love songs that have that accessible of a place to just join in. And
right,
it's an ancient technology almost. I mean, in the Jewish tradition, they call them neguns.
Neguns.
Which are just, they're non words, mm-hmm. but they're sounds that in a repetitive way are meant to bring one closer to the divine. So the rabbi would often kind of channel these neguns, and then the congregation would join in.
Love it.
But I just, I mean, I think in Soaring, there was definitely a version of the Lila Lies heard the influence. Yeah.
Here's to the Lila Lies of the musical world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. What should we sing next? Do you have a song that you want to throw down now?
Sure. Well, we talked about medicine songs.
Yeah.
And this is one that I've played in ceremony space. And I think the ultimate medicine always comes back to love. And that's what this was. So speaking of love rinsing through, to just clarify that, because it's an unusual phrase, you could say. But when I would drink some medicine from the Amazon, that was what my experience of what was happening in that space was, that the intelligence of these ancient plants would just bring this frequency of love. So here we go.
Great.
May love rinse through when I'm discouraged. May love rinse through when I'm sad. May love rinse through when I'm contrasted. Open to what is. La, la, la. open to what is. Leave yourself into a lie. Staying open to what is. Leave yourself into a lie. Staying open to what is. La 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 la. May love rinse through.
May love rinse through. That's not on your album.
No, no,
that's a new one.
That's a new one. That's coming soon.
All right.
Yeah.
When's the next one coming? The next album.
Well, I'm gonna start releasing singles. So my next one up is another one of these remixes that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So I have a little what's called an EP, which is like there's gonna be three remixes from Currents of Grace. Kind of a fun way to I think of it as like collage art almost to cut up those songs and remix them in a different way. And then so that's gonna be in July, and then August. Starting in September, I will be then releasing the singles for the new album. And that's kind of how, with the new digital trend, you kind of can give a little more space to each song if you release them as singles and then unbundle them as an album. So I'll probably release like half the songs of the album as singles, and then on Earth Day again, deliver the album.
Oh, okay, just in time for Earth Day.
Yeah. That's the plan, but you know, that'll leave some room for something to shift around. But mm-hmm. Yes, but monthly songs are coming, no doubt, because they're just ready to go. They're waiting in the wings. Yeah.
Great. So you're already ready. You already have enough material for another album.
Yeah. Yeah. I have 9 songs sitting as wave files. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to get the album art.
Oh, okay.
But anymore with the digital help, I mean, with the AI help, the album art is a little easier to come by these days.
Yeah, on your Currents of Grace, your the photo is in a river or a creek somewhere.
Yes, in Occidental.
Mm.
It's a very special spot. Place. Yeah, yeah.
Yay! Yeah, that's a nice one. But that's not the Russian River, is it? No, Russian River doesn't go through Occidental.
It's on a land paths. Land across from, well, Land Paths is a nonprofit organization. They're just a wonderful steward of many open spaces, including Ocean Song up at the top. They big tracts of land. So they're just one of the organizations that help stewards of these lands. And so they allow public access at certain times in certain ways.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hadn't heard that development about Ocean Song
that's my understanding. Right. Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you can go back to the land now. Ocean Song has been, it was kind of like topsy turvy for a long time.
It was, described as the crown jewel of Sonoma County, and I thought that was very fitting. And for many years, Bearheart, this gentleman, would hold solstice and equinox gatherings up there. So I would make pilgrimages to that spot 4 times a year, I would say, for about 2 decades. So the Ocean Song is very near and dear to me. Nice. But I haven't been going so much, but... Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a good reminder to look up when Land Paths does offer opportunities to go there.
There you go. Yeah. Love that pond. Yeah, pond and all the ocean song. That's great. Okay. And we don't have anything from, obviously you haven't done any singles from what's going to be the new album, do you? On Spotify?
No. So those haven't come yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could whip them up in some creative way, but I think for now, we were thinking about playing the remix of Sing Me, Dance Me.
I'd like to do that.
Get people moving a little bit, maybe. Yep.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I love that there's a marimba in the background here. That's one of my soul instruments. Every time I hear a marimba, my heart races and I want to dance. I just love the sound of that. So when Jesse Klein, who did this remix, put that together, he did not know that that was my feeling about marimba, but he just added it in. So that was a nice serendipity.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, let's hear that now. We can shake it a little here. This is Sing Me, Dance Me, Kimberly Kai's song, remixed by Jesse Klein. And electronic remix. Let's hear it. And it's how long? Do you know how long that is?
3 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to a station break. You're in the Vinyl Cave with Kimberly Kai and yours truly, DJ Dragonfly.
Bye.
thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. That's again Sing Me Dance Me, the electronic remix. You can get it on Spotify. And
yeah, and the next one's going to be released on the new moon in July, so in a couple of weeks. It's going to be If Eyes Are the Windows, a remix of that song.
If Eyes Are the Windows.
Yeah.
And that's going to be July. When is the new moon?
Oh, I'd have to actually look at the date. I don't have it totally handy.
I believe we're...
I think it's like the...
Are we waxing gibbous right now?
Yeah, we're waxing for sure. It's going to be full on Monday. It's looking... Yeah.
Nice. And we have just another moment here. We're going to take a station break and we're going to come back and... Let's see. I go like this. I go like that. Stand by. Thanks for being here in the Vinyl Cave.
You are listening to the Vinyl Cave with your host, DJ Dragonfly.
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
And now back to DJ Dragonfly and the Vinyl Cave.
DJ Dragonfly and Kimberly Kai here in the Vinyl Cave. And we're going to hear another song live.
Great.
So live in person. What do you got for
the
us?
Theme of love. This is When You Notice the Love. The love, feed the love. When you're grateful for the love, you can grow the love. When you notice the love, you feed the love. When you're grateful for the love, you can grow the love. When you're grateful for the love. Plainly see the seeds of love.